Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Hamilton Heights High School, home of the Lady Huskies. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity girls basketball game. Tonight, it's the Franklin Lady Eagles and the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's A-S-O. That's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. Both teams are on the floor. We'll mention both teams have played two games thus far in this 2023-24 season. Both teams have not lost a game yet this season. So tonight's going to be a first loss for one of these two teams. We'll mention the Franklin Lady Eagles. Going to wear red, going to wear the dark uniform for the away trip. And right now they're wearing the candy-striped pants, red and white. Looks pretty good. We'll also mention the Lady Huskies at the other end. They're going to wear white, customary for high school basketball. And I will mention they're just shooting around right now, taking some shots at their leisure. 7:40 on the game clock. Clock moving down pregame. We'll mention this game was supposed to be a 7:30 start. They scooted it up a little bit to 7 o'clock. From what I understand, Frankton might have had some difficulty with their junior varsity. Maybe a couple or three of them might have been somewhat injured or nicked up, I guess, this weekend. So they couldn't play, so they bumped up the varsity game. It's just going to be one game tonight. And from what I understand, they're going to try to remake the JV contest between Franklin and Hamilton Heights. I don't believe Mr. Kurt Ogden knows when that's going to be quite yet, or Mr. Brent Brobson, athletic director at Franklin. We'll go ahead and mention a little bit about each school. We'll talk about the games that are happening tonight, games that have happened this week. We'll mention a little bit about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Franklin Lady Eagles. Franklin High School, they have a school enrollment of 507. They're Class 3A, Sectional 24. They'll participate in the Yorktown Sectional. There'll be seven in that sectional, Hamilton Heights being one of them. We'll mention it's going to be Delta, Franklin, Centerville, Hamilton Heights, Jay County, Yorktown, and Newcastle. The principal at Franklin High School is Brett Sanders. The athletic director is Mr. Brent Brobson. The athletic secretary, she's most instrumental for putting me in sports, that's Katrina Hunter. Franklin High School is located at 610 Clyde Street, Franklin, Indiana, 46044. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-754-7879. On the web, it's FranklinEaglesAthletics.com. They wear the collars red and white. They perform in the Central Indiana Conference. There are eight teams in the Central Indiana Conference, and they are Alexandria. They're 2-0. Franklin, 2-0. Mississinawa, 2-0. Oak Hill, they're 1-0. Eastbrook, 1-0. Madison Grant, 0-1. Blackford, 0-1. And Elwood, 0-1. As mentioned, the Franklin Lady Eagles are currently 2 wins, no losses. They've yet to play a foe in the Central Indiana Conference. Their head coach is Mr. Jeff Bates. Mr. Jeff Bates let me talk to him. He gave me his starters. What a quality guy. He has coached on boys' staff before. He let me know he was at Highland, Anderson Highland. We talked about the 3-overtime game that Coach Bill Bowen had over there with their 6'10 guys named McGee. 3 overtimes. Huskies did not win that game. And we'll mention Mr. Jeff Bates, 2 wins, 0 losses, working in his first year as a girls' varsity basketball coach. The next game on the agenda for Franklin is going to be Saturday, this Saturday, November 11th. Muncie Central will be at Franklin High School girls' basketball. And I will talk a little bit about the Central Indiana Conference. Central Indiana Conference girls varsity basketball. We'll go back to November 1st. That's last week on a Wednesday. There were two games. It was Eastern 34, Elwood 26. Kokomo 33, Blackbird 30. On Thursday, November 2nd, it was Alexandria 54, Shenandoah 24, Frankton 63, Tri-Central 15, Mississinawa 57, Northfield 49. Those are some good games. We'll mention on Friday, November 3rd, Alexandria 66, Cowan 17, Oak Hill 32, Peru 21. On Saturday, this Saturday, November the 4th, five games, Delta 61, Madison Grant 29, Eastbrook 78, South Adams 32, Frankton 52, Monroe Central 32, Mississinawa 61, Peru 38, and the postponed game was Elwood and Taylor, and it's postponed. They'll make that up. And we'll mention just past last night, Monday, November 6th, Blackford 46, Cowan 11. Tonight's games on the agenda for Central Indiana Conference, five games. Alexandria is at Delta tonight. Fort Wayne Wayne is at Blackford. Frankfort is at Elwood. Frankton right here is with Hamilton Heights. Western is at Mississinawa. Those are all 7:30 starts tonight. Now we'll talk a little bit about the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Hamilton Heights High School has a school enrollment of 731. This school was established 1965 as the Huskies. Before that, it was Jackson Central. My dad's just sitting right over there, and he was a 1958 graduate from Jackson Central. And we'll mention the Huskies are Class 3A, Sectional 24, seven teams in the Sectional. You know they are Centerville Lady Bulldogs, Delta Lady Eagles, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, Frankton Lady Eagles, Jay County Lady Patriots, Newcastle Lady Trojans, Yorktown Lady Tigers. The principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. The athletic secretary, she manages the athletic office, that's Lee Ann Moffitt. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19. That's Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can dial them by telephone at 317-984-3551. On the web, it's hhshuskies.org. They were the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are nine teams in the Hoosier Conference, and they stack up like this. The East Division, Hamilton Heights 2-0. Western has not played a game as of yet. Northwestern is 0-1. Kipton 0-1 also. In the West Division, Richelieu Central Lady Bombers 1-0. Twin Lakes Lady Indians 1-0. West Lafayette Lady Red Devils, they're 1-2. Benton Central Lady Bison 0-0, and Central Catholic Knights 0-0. We'll mention Lafayette Central Catholic. Gonna play in the regional this Friday. They're gonna go Friday night. It's gonna be a home game. They're gonna play LaVille regional competition football. We'll mention the Hamilton Heights Huskies are 2 wins, 0 losses. As mentioned, they're 0-0 in the East Division of the Hoosier Conference. Head coach is Keegan Cherry. 121 wins, 54 losses, working in year number 8. We'll mention next game on the Huskies agenda. Going to be Friday night, November 10th. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies will travel to do battle with the Noblesville Lady Millers. That'll be a 6 o'clock JV and a 7:30 varsity. We'll mention they're being addressed right now by public address, and we're getting ready to have the national anthem here in a moment. And we're going to set this down for our national anthem. We have determined that when you start a time, public citizens and the people of the state, here on and overseas. That's our national anthem. Everybody in the whole gym on the same page when the national anthem is played. And then from here on out, I don't know what's going to happen. But we'll mention a little bit about the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference game night tonight. And we'll also go back to Monday night. Last night on November 6th, Twin Lakes Lady Indians got a win over Boone Grove. It was at Boone Grove. Twin Lakes 77, Boone Grove 23. I don't know why. But we'll mention Tuesday night. Tonight there's five games tonight in the Hoosier Conference. Right here at Frankton in Hamilton Heights, 7:30 start. Logansport at Central Catholic, 7:30 start. Rensselaer Central at Hanover Central, 8 o'clock start. And we'll mention West Lafayette is at Northwestern tonight, 7:30 start. And the Western Panthers are at Mississinewa, 7:30 start. And I think I mentioned them. Frankston Hamilton High is going to start at 7. So they're going to bump it up a half an hour. No JV game tonight. They're going to postpone that. They'll probably make that up. And we thank you for tuning in. We'll mention a little bit about the first two games of the season for both these teams. Frankton Lady Eagles. Frankton Lady Eagles, I've mentioned, they're 2-0. On Thursday last week, November 2nd, they went against Tri-Central. It was at Frankton. Frankton got the win, 63-15. Then Saturday, they played another game, their second game. They got the win again, Saturday, November 4th. It was at Monroe Central, the Lady Golden Bears. It was Frankton, 52, Monroe Central, 32. Then Hamilton Heights, they're 2-0. They played two games on Saturday. It was a tournament game. Saturday the 4th, it was Jennings County tip-off tournament. Game one that the Huskies played in, that was the second game of the day, 12 o'clock start. It was Charlestown Lady Pirates and the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. That game was a little bit low scoring. It was Hamilton Heights 27, Charlestown 25. Game two for Hamilton Heights, that was the championship game. Start at 6 o'clock. They went against the home team, Jennings County Lady Panthers. It was a good ball game. Hamilton Heights captured the win, 54-46. So Hamilton Heights went down there and defeated a 4A sectional 15 school. So that's a good win. And we'll mention bringing you the game tonight is Indiana Express Rentals, Noblesville, Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage, that's Scott Thomas, Runyon Truck Store, Allen Runyon, Power Septic and Sewer, Frank and Frank, Power Septic and Sewer, Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, AGM Auto, they're in Arcadia, west of town, Hope Jewelers, they're in Tipton, and Fritz Auto Sales and Service in Fishers and in Noblesville. So they're waiting to go through the run-through. Hamilton Heights getting ready to run through the big run-through. Frankton out on the floor, might be the starters out there getting some shots at the basket. 1:38 on the pregame, and then we will go ahead and mention the Hamilton County Reporter. The Hamilton County Reporter, any way you want it, that's the way you need it. You can get the Hamilton County Reporter online just need to get your email address to the right person, and that right person is Circulation Director Isaac Taylor. Isaac Taylor's cellular phone number is 765-585-9519. That's Isaac Taylor. Stu Clampett, he runs the show right there. He's the owner of the Hamilton County Reporter. What a quality guy. Last year, he allowed it. Put me in sports to put the Husky girls in his paper promoting their postseason game after game. What a nice guy. Stu Clampett. And I will also mention, if you want to go to the Hamilton County Reporter, you can check out Richie Hall. Richie Hall is the Hall of Fame sports editor at the Hamilton County Reporter. If you go to Jim Dandy in Noblesville, you'll see his picture on the wall among all the other ones. And if you want to go and check it out, it's readthereporter.com, readthereporter.com, or you can call Isaac Taylor, 765-585-9519. Clock's going to empty out. Going to hit the buzzer here in about 3 seconds. Basketball on a Tuesday night. Okay, what's Friday night? The Lady Huskies are going to get prime time Friday night at Noblesville. We hope you'll tune in. PutMeInSports.com. And they're going to announce the starting lineups, and we'll do the same. We'll talk about the Frankton Lady Eagles. Lady Eagles will start like this. Wearing number 10, 6'1" senior. She got 17 points versus Tri-Central. That's Emma Sperry. Wearing number 22, 5'7" junior. She got 14 points versus Tri-Central. That's Emma Key. Wearing number 25, 5'10" junior. That's Ann Curtis. Wearing number 30. She's a 5'8" junior. She got 5 points versus Tri-Central. That's Sophia Hoagland. She also recorded 6 rebounds. And wearing number 32, 5'7" senior, 21 points versus Tri-Central, Amaya Collins. The head coach is Mr. Jeff Bates. I got pronunciation from a nice gal. It's Kyla Bias. Kyla Bias, thankful for her. And I will also mention starting lineups for the Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies will start like this. Wearing number 2, 5'6" senior. She got 9 points versus Jennings County in a championship game. That's Ella Hickok. Wearing number 3 for the Lady Huskies, 5'6" junior. She got 6 points versus Jennings County. Katie Brown. Wearing number 10 for the Lady Huskies, 5'10" senior. She scored 27 points versus Jennings County. She went to the foul stripe. She made 16 of 17 at the foul stripe, 94%. That's Cameron Runner. Wearing number 24 for the Lady Huskies, 5'9" senior. She got 6 points in the ballgame versus Jennings County. She went 4 for 8 from the foul stripe at Tadley Cherry. And wearing number 23, 5'7" senior, that's Cassidy Schakel. Cassidy Schakel right there in the rebounding department. Head coach for the Lady Huskies is Keegan Cherry. So they're introducing the lineups right there, starters for the Lady Huskies. And they're giving away T-shirts right there. And Hadley took one to her mom. Had to go up the stairway a little bit, but her mom got a T-shirt. 8 minutes on the game clock. Get ready to jump it up here at Hamilton Heights. Just one game on the agenda tonight. We'll start around 7 at 7:02. Getting ready to jump it up. Check the jump up for the opening tip. For Franklin, number 10, Emma Sperry, 6'1" senior. Set the jump up for Hamilton Heights. Also number 10, Cameron Runner, she's a 5'10" senior. There's the whistle. Here comes the toss. Toss is good. Tipping through the backcourt, picked up by Frankton. Picked up right there, Ann Curtis. They work the ball around in front of the scores bench. 32, Amaya Collins back around the perimeter out top. Touches the hands. Number 10, Emma Sperry. Gonna get the ball back to Emma Keyes. They're working around the perimeter outside the arc. They're working down low just outside the paint. Inside out play. 3-point shot in the air. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by 32, Amaya Collins. Couldn't get the three. First foul of the ball game. Gonna be whistled here on Hamilton Heights. So they're going to whistle this foul on 24, Hallie Cherry. She's got one. Could be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Frankton and Curtis trying to get it there in the paint. Number 10, Emma Sperry, tipped out of bounds by Cameron Runner. 7:34 on the game clock. Early going first quarter. Could be brought in right of the bucket on the baseline. Frankton brought in by Ann Curtis. She get out top to get back to Curtis, baseline jumper would have been a two. Wouldn't go. Rebound Cameron Runner. She's going back the other direction. She'll go off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. Right-handed layup. Left side of the glass. Coast to coast for Cameron Runner. 2-0 contest. Outside the arc. Picking up her dribble. Emma Sperry. She'll work it back out top on the dribble to work the ball around. 22. Emma Key. She'll get the ball back to work it outside the arc. At Sperry again. Sperry going to bring it back out. They'll reset the offense. 25, Ann Curtis. She'll pass it adjacently right there with 22, Emma Key. They'll go to the corner with it through the leg dribble right there, Emma Sperry. They'll bring it back out. So they're working it around the perimeter, not trying to get it inside quite yet. It's going to be a traveling violation. Frankton, 25, and Ann Curtis. A little bit of a jump there with both feet before the pass. And one of the three officials makes the call. So three officials, varsity contest. Definitely three or four if that shot clock comes in. 6:37 on the game clock. Hamilton Heights bringing the ball in the front court. We're getting around the perimeter. Ella Hickok. Hickok out top. Works it right side. Katie Brown for three. Got the bucket. Katie three. Katie Brown left elbow extended. So they're working pass to the front court. Trying to. It's tipped out of bounds by number 10, Cameron Runner. It's actually going to be tipped out of bounds, thrown out of bounds by Frankton. Ball's going to be brought in by Ella Hickok in the front court. But their coach, close to the coaches on the bench there for Frankton. She brings it into the backcourt. Picked up there by three, Katie Brown. She'll work a right side. Cameron Runner, she'll dribble in. In the paint, left-handed layup wouldn't go. Went the other side of the back basket there and couldn't go. Back the other direction. Rebound secured there by Sophia Hogren. They kick the ball away. Lady Huskies comes up with a steal in the front court in the paint. They'll get to the front court. Ella Hickok works up left side. Hadley Cherry. Get past to the corner. 3-point shot in the air. Good. Credit the bucket. Katie Brown. She's got 2 3-point shots. 5:42 on the game clock. 8-0 contest. Lady Huskies in front. Gonna tip on the dribble at half court. Gonna tip it off her leg. Gonna go back the other direction. Picked up by Cameron Runner should kick it out to Katie Brown. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Now Ella Hickok from 3-point land wouldn't go. Rebound, Hadley Cherry. Out top, back pedal dribble. Ella Hickok in the center circle. Working it right and left. Going to pass it to the right corner on the dribble. And Cameron Runner, she'll move to her left. She'll take a shot. 3-point shot is good. Cameron Runner. 5:06 left during the first quarter. Lady Huskies by 11. 11-0, you'll work it to the front court. Frankton, Sperry in the paint, kicks it back out, jump shot, wouldn't go. With Sophia Hogan, got a 12-foot baseline shot, wouldn't go. 4:48 on the game clock. On the dribble, Ella Hickok, short to the top of the circle, Hadley Cherry, she get it back out top. The Cameron Runner back to Ella, inside the arc, she'll dribble inside the arc again. Almost lost the handle. Got it back. Working against her feverishly is Amaya Collins. It's a good matchup. Skip pass. They'll move it right side behind the arc. 3-point shot is good. That's Cameron Runner for three. It's 14-0. Going to be a steal in the backcourt. Picked up by Katie Brown. Not free by Cameron Runner. Off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. Katie Brown. Timeout. They call timeout. Frankton. Lady Eagles. Coach Jeff Bates. 4:15 left here in the first quarter. 16-0 contest, Lady Huskies. 30-second timeout. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville at 1708 South 8th Street. You can call them at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 26-foot box trucks available, and a truck with a tonneau lift can sure come in handy. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're open Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. You'll find Dirk. Dirk will treat you right. Going to bring the ball in from the backcourt, brought in by Sperry. Sperry going to get the ball back. Tried to pass, and deflected by Hadley Cherry and stolen by Ella Hickok to the front court. The move back around Kennedy Cherry in the ball game during the break right here on the timeout. So Kennedy Cherry wears number 25 for the Huskies. She's a 5'8 junior. Shot off the mark. Hadley Cherry rims out. Rebound. Kennedy Cherry gives it back to Hadley. Now back to Kennedy to bring it back outside. Reset the offense. You got the triple threat available. Hadley Cherry with the basketball. 3:37 on the game clock. First quarter, Lady Huskies in front. 16-0. They're going to pass it down low. They're going to call a jump ball. Pass down low from Hadley Cherry to Ella Hickok. A lot of folks thought that might have been a foul. They're going to tie it up. It's simultaneous possession. Going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies on the alternate possession. Frankson got the opening tip. 3:31. We brought in left of the bucket on the baseline, Cameron Runner. They're bringing back around Kennedy Cherry. Hadley Cherry, Ella Hickok, back to Cameron. Cameron outside the arc, left elbow extended, three-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, secured by 25, Ian Curtis. She gets back, shot off the mark there, 32, Amaya Collins. Back the other direction, Cameron Runner on the dribble. Kicks it back out behind the arc, three-point shot long off the mark for Ella Hickok. Cameron Runner almost got the loose ball on the rebound. It's secured by Frankson. Crossing the timeline on the dribble, Amaya Collins wears number 32. Back pedal dribble. 2:52 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. Lady Huskies 16. Frankson nothing. Three-point shot wouldn't go. That was 32, Amaya Collins. Rebound out to Emma Sperry. 10. She takes a three. Wouldn't go. Now the rebound secured by Frankton, they throw the ball away. It's picked up by Ella Hickok in the front, in the backcourt. Kennedy Cherry gives the ball up to number two, Ella Hickok. She'll work it left side. Kennedy, get it back to Ella. Ella almost lost the handle. Kind of an errant pass there, but it's recouped by Ella Hickok right there near the forward bench. Got a Hamilton Heights sub waiting to check in. Reverse layup, wouldn't go. Spin was good, didn't make it across the rim. That was Ella Hickok. Back to the front court, 32, Amaya Collins. To the corner, she's going to dribble in. Sperry takes the shot, wouldn't go. She got her own rebound, went up to shoot. She's going to be fouled. So she's fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot two. They're going to whistle this foul on Hamilton Heights. Cameron Runner, she has her first foul. Team foul number two. Frankton yet to commit a foul. First shot, rims around, wouldn't go. That's Emma Sperry, 6'1" senior. Emma Sperry versus Tri-Central. She shot 4 3-point shots. She made 3 of them. 75%. Very good from 3-point range. She went 4-for-10, 2-point land, 40%, and she got the back end of a 2-shot foul right here at Hamilton Heights. It's 16-1. Lady Huskies in front. Ella Hickok crossing the sideline. Working against her is Amaya Collins, pretty good matchup right there in the ballgame. Going to drive in. Ella Hickok gets it to Kennedy Cherry back out top. Works it to Cameron Runner. Now back to Kennedy. Kennedy left elbow. She's going to dribble to take it to the corner on the shot. Working it back around outside the three-point lane. Rims out. Wouldn't go for Cameron Runner. Rebound out of there, Amaya Collins. Amaya Collins dribbles into a leg. It'll be a loose ball, and it's going to be a tie-up once again. It's going to be Cameron Runner tying it up right there with 25, Ann Curtis. And they're going to call it an alternate possession arrow, give the ball back to Frankton. So I'm at 25. Ian Curtis still bring the ball in. Substitution for Frankton in the ball game is 22. Back in the ball game, Emma Key taking a breather is 25. Ian Curtis. So ball's brought in, gets it back to Collins. Collins going to pick up her dribble, working right side around the perimeter. It's going to be a bounce pass stolen by Cameron Renner. Cameron Renner goes coast to coast off the glass. Right-handed layup is good. Lady Huskies 18, Frankton 1. 1 minute left here in the first quarter. To go baseline. They'll work it down low. Off the glass. Might have been a block shot by Ella Hickok. Going to kick the ball out. Frankton has another chance to rim. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Taking that shot was 24, Lainey Haymaker. She's a 5'8 sophomore. She entered the ball game just moments ago. 38 seconds left. On the dribble, she'll dribble a floater in the paint. That's Cameron Renner for two. 20-1. 28 seconds left. First quarter. The pass it back and forth in the backcourt. On the dribble, crossing the timeline, Lainey Haymaker. Going to throw the ball away. It's stolen by Cameron Renner. She'll dribble the paint. She'll go layup, right-handed left side over the back. Got some pretty good English. Cameron Renner for two. 10 seconds left. Nearly a steal. Trying to get it stolen now. Does picked up by Hadley Cherry. They'll push it up ahead. Push it up to Ella Hickok. She'll pass off to Katie Brown. Katie Brown gets two in the paint. And the first quarter is complete. First quarter score, Hamilton Heights 24, Frankton 1. And I will mention, this game is also in parts being brought to you tonight by Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. Indoor, outdoor storage. They have flex storage. You can protect your investments. You can keep them safe right there at Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. You can protect your boats, your RVs, precious vehicles, etc. You can reserve your space now. You can call them at 317-774-1500. Again, that number is 317-774-1500. Or you can go to their website. Their website is AIPSIndiana.com. That's AIPS. Indiana.com. It's Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. They are conveniently located. Arcadia, they're right there at the corner of Howard Avenue and Olive Street. That's Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. Check them out over by the Arcadia Ballpark. It is looking good. So 8 minutes on the game clock. Second quarter, getting ready to be thrown in. Lady Husky's going to toss it in. It's going to be Cameron Renner at midcourt. So they're going to, I take that back. It's going to be Kennedy Cherry. They both got that long hair in the back. Sometimes difficult to call them by name when you don't see the number. I usually work by number. So they bring it in. Backcourt Striley, Ella Hickok. She wears number two. We're going to get her as Amaya Collins. She'll pass it across the timeline. Cameron Renner goes to the corner with it. Kennedy Cherry. Back to Cameron. Cameron will backpedal dribble. She'll work at left side. So on the dribble, slow dribble. Out top is Ella Hickok. 7:37. The skip pass. Get it to Kendi Cherry. Almost lost the handle. Nearly stolen by Ann Curtis of Frankton. So they're going to pick up a screen. Going to use the screen. Work off of it. That's number two, Ella Hickok. She'll go to the corner with it. Hadley Cherry. Back out to Ella in front of the scores bench. So on the dribble, she'll work it. Free throw line. Cameron Renner back to the corner. Hadley Cherry for three. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound secured. No. Going to step on the end line and nearly tracking that loose ball down. It carried him long. Kennedy Cherry trying to save it in front of the fan section right there, but she stepped on the line ever so slightly. So coming out of the ball game is Kennedy Cherry. She'll get a breather. In the ball game is Cassidy Schakel. So kind of defend in the backcourt. Amaya Collins, she'll pass it to the front court. Emma Key. Emma Key pass deflected by Ella Hickok. She'll pass it up ahead. Cameron Renner, 2-point shot good on the layup. 26-1, Hamilton Heights by 25. 6:45 on the game clock. Outside the arc, 3-point shot. We're going to go for Emmett Ferry. Rebound, Frankton. That's 25, Ann Curtis. She's going to be fouled on the putback. She'll shoot two. Hamilton High's going to pick up the third foul here in the ball game. But they go back to brand new. They're going with that five foul rule. Fifth foul, you shoot two. This is a shooting foul. First shot good. 25, Ann Curtis. Ann Curtis went 1-for-2 at the stripe versus Tri-Central. She'll get one more. 6:40 left here in the second quarter. She got both of them. Ann Curtis for two at the stripe. So LaHusky's going to bring it in from the backcourt. Cameron Runner into Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok on the dribble, slow dribble, crossing the timeline, working the left side. So she'll dribble in. She'll go to the corner with it. Cameron Runner, she'll bring it back out. Well behind the arc. Ella Hickok, crossover dribble. She'll dribble in. She'll go to the corner with it. Cameron Runner for three. Shot goes. It's good. Cameron Runner, nothing but net. Right there at the left corner baseline, 29-3. 6:10 left here in the second quarter. The pass across the timeline. Break the press to Maya Collins. Going to pass it back out. It's tipped, but it's going to be picked up by Katie Brown. She'll make a steal at half court to go off the glass. Right-handed layup. 31-3. In the backcourt, Hamilton Heights providing pressure. The pass it to the front court, Emma Sperry. Cross-court skip pass to Maya Collins. She'll dribble between the legs, back pedal dribble, to give it up teammate 22, Emma Keys. Being guarded there by Katie Brown. She'll work it left side. We're going to work it back out top. Emma Sperry for three. Got it. Sperry's three-point shot is good. 31-6. Lady Huskies by 25 once again. 5:21 on the game clock. So we're to the front court. Ella Hickok. Katie Brown back to Ella Hickok. She'll take a floater. 15-footer. Way to go. Fighting for the board there. Ella comes up with it. They'll work it outside the paint. Right side, three-point territory. Triple threat available. Havie Sherry, she'll dribble. She'll pass it back out top. Ella Hickok. Couple of girls going to check in at the next dead ball. They're going to whistle a foul. They're going to say it's an offensive foul on the Lady Huskies. So Seb's going to check in. We're going to see for Hamilton Heights number 4, Taylor Harley. Taylor Harley, a 5'6 junior. And in the ballgame for Frankton, it's going to be number 34, Macy Curtis. She's a 6'1" sophomore. Say, well, you get 6'1" as a girl. I tell you what, that's a plus. That's definitely a plus. So 5-4, excuse me, 4:50 left here in the second quarter. Second foul on the Huskies here in the quarter. Going to be tipped away in the paint. Picked up there in the backcourt by Cassidy Schakel. She gets to Cameron Runner. She'll stop and pop a three straight away. Three-point shot is good. 34-6 on the dribble right side. Going to be a steal right here. Cameron Runner lost the handle. They're going to call foul, fist in the air, and a whistle. They're going to whistle this on Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner came up with a loose ball, and then she lost it, and then she tried to get it back, committed a foul. So she's got two in the ballgame, two fouls. That's the third here in the second quarter on the Lady Huskies. When they get to five fouls, that's the shooting foul. They'll shoot two shots. The only time they'll shoot one shot is during a three-point play. That's a new rule. Emma Sperry in the paint, took a shot, wouldn't go. Rebound, Taylor Harley gets it to Cameron Runner, now cross-court pass, and takes it to front court. Ella Hickok back to Cameron Runner. Back to Ella. 4 minutes left. She'll work it outside the arc. Katie Brown for three. Couple of steps behind the three-point stripe. It's good. 37-6. Lady Huskies by 31. 3:45 left here in the first half. Out behind the arc, Amaya Collins. She'll dribble in. Lost the handle. Going to go out of bounds. Playing her tough there was Cassidy Schakel and Ella Hickok. Had her pretty much pinned in right there in the corner. So Lady Husky's going to give a break to Ella Hickok in the ball game for the Lady Huskies. We'll double check that. To work right there, Cassidy Schakel. Katie Brown on the floor. Hadley Cherry back in the ball game. 3:22 on the game clock. Back pedal dribble. Cameron Runner cuts the hands. Katie Brown over to the corner. Three-point shot. Ella Hickok rims around. Wouldn't go. Rebound Frankton, 25. Ian Curtis to the front court of Maya Collins. Picking her up right there is Cameron Runner. Maya Collins with the dribble out near the center circle. 3 minutes left. Second quarter. She's going to take a three. It's going to be deflected by Katie Brown. Going up to the rebound right there. They're going to whistle a foul on Frankton. Going up to the rebound, trying to do battle with Hadley Carey. Frankton going to get the foul. 34, Macy Curtis. Macy Curtis has one in the ball game. That's the first foul. Second quarter on Frankton. Going to bring in from the backcourt, Ella Hickok. Bounce pass in to Cameron Runner. 2:50 left here in the second quarter. Crossing the timeline, Ella Hickok. On the dribble, she gets double team. She'll pass out of it. Katie Brown. Behind her in the corner, having Terry cross-court skip pass. Ella Hickok. Baseline jumper. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Schaefer. Rebound out of there. Frankton, Lady Eagles. Credit the board, Macy Curtis. On the dribble, out top is Amaya Collins. Left-handed dribble. Pretty good dribbler. To the corner, Emma Sperry. She'll try a three-point shot. Rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Laney Haymaker. The kick it back out. Three-point shot. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Amaya Collins. The high drill. I should say the high carom off the rim. Put it up and got the apparatus up above that controls the backboard. So the ball's out of bounds. They give it back to Hamilton Heights. Ella Hickok crossing the timeline. Cameron Runner looks at right side. Skip pass to Katie Brown. Back to Ella. Amaya Collins in her grill like glue. We're going to back around. They go left side. Behind the arc, Ella Hickok. She'll bring it back out and reset the offense. 1:48 on the game clock. Back pedal dribble. She'll pass it. Right side, Katie Brown working down the baseline. Hadley Carey. She'll pass it off. They go to the corner. Cameron Runner, three-point shot is good. Huskies move the ball around, touching basically everybody's hands. They get it to Cameron Runner in the left corner baseline for three. 40-6, Lady Huskies in front. 1:25 on the game clock. Amaya Collins in the front court. They'll work it back around. Emma Sperry touches the hands briefly. Ann Curtis. She'll get it back. She'll go left side off the glass. Right-handed layup is good. That's 25. Ann Curtis. She'll bring it to the front court. Ella Hickok crossing the timeline. 1:05 left. They'll dribble in. Cameron Runner. Baseline gets it out to Schaefer. Kicks it back around. Three-point shot wouldn't go. That was Katie Brown. Rebound comes out of there. Cassie Schaefer. And ball goes in the front court. Cassie Schaefer would have been over and back. Katie Brown couldn't decide if she was going to pick it up. There was a defender, Frankson, right there in her face going after the basketball. In that case, you got to touch the basketball and make them bring it in from out of bounds. 49.7 left. Taking a breather is Katie Brown. In the ball game, 25, Kennedy Cherry. They'll pass it to the backcourt, Ann Curtis. Crossing the timeline now is Amaya Collins. She'll hand off and be a steal. We're going to call it a kick. He's got pretty quick feet. That's Cameron Runner. It even took the official probably a second to call that, blew the whistle. He made the right call, but that's a quick foot for Cameron Runner. They'll bring it into the backcourt, Amaya Collins. 38 seconds left. Maya Collins going to dribble in. Was going to take a shot, and Cameron Runner going to pick up the foul, and she did not need that foul here in the first half. So she's going to come quickly out of the ball game. Going to be a two-shot foul. Going to be taken right there by 32. Amaya Collins. Amaya Collins got 21 points versus Tri-Central. First shot up, rims out long. In the ball game for the Lady Huskies is Katie Brown. And Cameron Runner going to set down with her third foul in the ball game. 35.9 left. Second quarter clock. Second shot for Collins is good. Amaya Collins got the back end of a two-shot foul. She's going to play tough. She did not go to the foul stripe versus Tri-Central. But we're going to cross-court pass. Katie Brown, bounce pass to Kennedy Cherry. Working in around the perimeter, 24 seconds left. On the dribble is Ella Hickok. She'll go left side behind guard, Kimmy Cherry. She gets the ball back in a hurry. Being guarded there closely by Amaya Collins. 12 seconds. Dribbling in. Going to reach in foul. Going to be whistled on Amaya Collins. And that's going to be the second foul here in the second quarter on Frankston. Amaya Collins has one. So Lady Huskies have five fouls. If they foul, they'll put Frankston on the line to shoot two. Pass it to the backcourt. 8 seconds left. Ella Hickok going to throw the ball away, stolen by Emma Perry. So we're going back in the paint. Amaya Collins shot going to go. Rebound out of there, picked up by Ella Hickok. But that'll take us to halftime. Halftime score, Hamilton Heights, 40. Frankston, 9. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, that's the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They sell 1,000 or more products. Just stop in there. Visit Runyon Truck Store. They're located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana address, 46031. But I got to admit, Runyon Truck Store, probably about 6 or 7 miles from Frankston. Yep, that's all, 6 or 7 miles. Just take 37, jump on, I guess it's the County Line Road, and I just take that and go east 5 miles, and you'll be in Frankston. And we'll also mention Runyon Truck Store. You can get them on Facebook. It's Runyon Truck Store, comma, Inc. That's I-N-K. Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. At Runyon Truck Store, they bleed blue. And also bringing you tonight's ball game is Powers Septic and Sewer. You can reach them by phone at 317-753-8858. Again, their number is 317-753-8858. Powers Septic and Sewer. They do septic tank cleaning, grease trap cleaning for restaurants, sewer camera, water jetting, septic tank riser installs, pro pump bacteria for septic systems. And remember, you can't go without them. Serving Hamilton County and surrounding counties since the year 2000. Family owned and operated. That's Powers Septic and Sewer. Also bringing you tonight's ball game is Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company. She's a real estate agent and a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. You can contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. So it's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and rely on knowledge. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company. 317-513-4086. 6:35 left on the intermission clock. And also bringing you tonight's ball game is Dean's Auto Parts. That's Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero. Right there at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. And also bringing you tonight's ball game is AGM Auto. They're just west of Arcadia. That AGM, it stands for a good mechanic. And if you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. AGM can be that good mechanic you're looking for. At AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, complete engine tune-ups, and your routine oil changes to extend the longevity from each of your automobiles. At AGM Auto, they welcome you. They have a new ownership in a couple of years. That's Walker. Walker Elder, he's the owner, AGM Auto. It still has same quality work and same smiling faces. AGM Auto. They're located just west of Arcadia at 6660 East 266th Street. They're open daily Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. AGM Auto. They is now restore classic cars and trucks. You can find them on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. You can dial them by telephone at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. 402, intermission clock. Pretty good group of fans on hand here tonight. See some fans in the crowd that might not normally go to a girls' game, but a girls' game is where they're at. 3:45 on the game clock, and we'll also mention tonight's game is being brought to you by Hope Jewelers at Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments, and Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. They're next to the Diana Theater. Hope Jewelers, they're at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. That's 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in Tipton. So we'll go ahead and mention this right here. We'll mention Class 3A. We mentioned this on Saturday, I think one time. We'll say it again if we have time here. 2:35 left in the intermission. This is the IHSAA Class 3A preseason poll. There are 18 teams listed here. 7 of these teams are in the Hoosier Conference. Wow. At number 1, it's Indian Creek. They're the Lady Braves. Number 2, Norwell. They're the Lady Knights. At number 3, West Division out of the Hoosier Conference, Twin Lakes Lady Indians. At number 4, out of the East Division, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. At number 5, Evansville Memorial Lady Tigers. At number 6, they're out of the West, West Lafayette, Lady Red Devils. At number 7, Corrigan Central, the Lady Panthers. Number 8, Fairfield, the Lady Falcons. Number 9, Jay County. Hamilton Heights currently have Jay County on Saturday. That'll be in this gym. They're the Lady Patriots. At number 10, it's Gibson Southern. They're the Lady Titans. Number 11, Greensburg, Lady Pirates. At number 12, it's Belmont, Lady Braves. At number 13, an East Division foe, that's the Northwestern Lady Tigers. Number 14, Shocksburg Lady Warriors. At number 15, another West Division foe, Benton Central, the Bison. I think Benton Central, the Bison, I was told that They don't want to be called the Lady Bison. They're just the Bison. I respect that. Their coach is darn good, Mr. Baxter. We'll also mention at number 16, Mitchell Walker Marion, Lady Knights. At the West Division at number 17, Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers. And at the 18th spot, East Division out of the Hoosier Conference, Western, the Lady Panthers. And I was also told in Class 2A of the West Division, Lafayette Central Catholics, I think a number one preseason poll. They're in sectional 38. I'm going to go ahead and mention David Baxter for Benton Central, the Bison. I think he's in his 14th season in his first 13 years. He's never had a losing season, and he's never lost more than 7 games in any of those seasons. That is fabulous. So 5 seconds left. We're getting ready to buzz out here, getting ready for the second half. 40-9, a 31-point advantage. We'll talk about a mercy rule if that ends up happening. Don't know if a mercy rule is the proper name for that, but we'll see if it happens. It may not. So they're going to bring the ball in. It's going to belong to Frankton. Alternate possession arrow. It's going to be brought in by 25, Ann Curtis. She'll toss it in the backcourt, number 22, Emma Key. Emma Key going to cross the timeline. She'll bounce it right side. Amaya Collins picks up her dribble. Out top, Emma Ferry. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, rims off. Wouldn't go, shot taken by Emma Key. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Frankton. So Lady Husky's going to bring it in from the backcourt. 84 feet away, 7:48 on the game clock. Brought in by Cameron into Ella Hickok. Back to Cameron. Full court press. I should say 4 in the backcourt. Going to cross the timeline with a pass. We get it through the corner. Abby Cherry. Skip pass. Top of the circle. 3-point shot. Good. Cameron Runner for 3. 43-19. Going to cross the timeline at a dribble pace. 22, Emma Keys. She'll bounce it left side behind the arc. Amaya Collins on the dribble. She'll go to the corner with it, pick up the basketball, picked up there by Ella Hickok. Tipped away, bounce pass, works it in. 25, Ann Curtis. They'll work at baseline, back out to Emma Sperry. Sperry out top, going to dish it off. They'll go baseline again, back to Sperry, behind the arc, being picked up there by Katie Brown. So through the leg dribble, Sperry. She'll dish it off, 22, Emma Key. Back to Sperry. Lady Husky's playing tight defense. 6:50 left. 3-point shot off the mark. Amaya Collins wouldn't go. Rebound, Hadley Sherry. Gets it to Cameron Runner. Up ahead, Katie Brown. Ball's in the front court. Hadley Sherry going to take a pass to Katie Brown to get it back out. Ella Hickok, she'll cross over. They'll go to the corner. Katie Brown back out top. Hadley Sherry. She'll move it right side behind the arc. Cameron Runner picks up her dribble. Amaya Collins guarding her. She gets the bounce pass away to Hadley. Having near the center circle, going to be picked up right there by 30, Sophia Hogren. Now back to Cameron. Cameron picked up immediately by Amaya Collins. They must have switched off at halftime. In the paint, jump shot, about a 10-footer, good. That's Cameron Runner for 2. 6 minutes left here in the third quarter. 45-9. Going to go baseline and call an offensive foul. Baseline drive. Hamilton Heights setting up to draw the charge. They're going to whistle this foul on 32, Amaya Collins. She has 2. That's the first foul here in the third quarter on either team. So they're going to play backcourt defense again. 4 in the backcourt for Frankton. They're going to pass out of it to the front court having Cherry. Back to Ella. Ella through the corner. Baseline shot. 2 if it goes. It did go. Cassidy Schakel. Nothing but net. 5:36 on the game clock. 47-9. Ball's going to be passed out of bounds. Going to roll out of bounds. And it's going to be a timeout called. Timeout called by the Frankton Lady Eagles. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. Since 1983. They have great cars, great prices, and great customers. 317-842-2228 at their dealership in Fishers. 8599 East 116th Street. Their second Hamilton County location is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, right there between Westfield and Noblesville, along State Road 32 at Mill Creek Road. And you can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online, or you can visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. Ball brought in. Backcourt, side court. On the dribble, Ella Hickok. We're going to get her in 30, Sophia Hoagland. On the dribble, she'll bring it back out top. Going to dribble it in, that's Kennedy Carey. Back to Cameron at the corner, get it to Ella. Out top, going to dribble in, shot off the backboard. Way to go, Hadley Carey. She saves the basketball in the front court, gets it back to Ella Hickok. They'll have another chance at the rim. 5 minutes left here in the third quarter. On the dribble, out top, Hadley Carey with the basketball. Picked up there by 25, Ann Curtis. She'll pass off to Cameron Runner. We're going to get her at second half is Amaya Collins. Hadley screens her off. Out top, Hadley with the basketball. She'll dribble in. She'll pass it down low. Kennedy Carey in the paint off the glass. Couldn't get it, but she got fouled, and she'll shoot two at the foul stripe. They're going to whistle this foul on number 10, Emmett Sperry. Sperry works all this time, finally picks up a foul. Pretty clean ball game for Emma Sperry. First shot is good. 25, Kennedy Carey. Kennedy Carey on Saturday in the Jennings County game. Shot twice. She went 1-for-2 to stripe. Second shot here is good. Nothing but net, both shots. Kennedy Carey, 3-for-4 on the season. 49-9. Clock moving. 4:27, so almost a steal. Cameron Runner anticipated the pass, couldn't quite save it on the side court line. Goes out of bounds, going to stay in the hands of Frankton. Going to be brought in right there. 25, Ann Curtis. On the dribble, crossing the timeline, 22, Emma Key. She'll bounce it right side. Emma Sperry, triple threat available. She'll pass it right side behind the arc. On the dribble is Emma Key, and trying to get the steal there was Katie Brown. She got a foot on it, and on the bounce pass, it goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to Frankton. 3:46, clock moving. Clock is moving. They call that the mercy rule. 35-point differential in the second half that will constitute a running clock. Run in the paint right there. Shot would go for Maya Collins. Fighting for the board there, Hadley Carey. And Hadley Carey going to absorb a foul right there. Lady Hudson will keep the basketball. They're going to whistle this foul on 32. Amaya Collins, she had three. Taking a breather out of the ballgame for Frankton is 22, Emma Key. In the ballgame is 24, Lainey Haymaker. So Lady Hudson bringing it from the backcourt uncontested. 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. Out top, guarding the basketball is number 30, Sophia Hoagland. Ella Hitchcock will pass around the corner. Kennedy Carey, Hadley Carey, behind the arc. Three-point shot right of center. Wouldn't go for Cameron Runner. Rebound out of there, Amaya Collins. On the dribble, backpedal dribble. Pretty good dribbling exhibition, Amaya Collins. Good ball player. Should get it back from the baseline. Passing it around there, 30, Sophia Hoagland. Should get it again back to Amaya. Amaya's going to take a three. Three-point shot short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Carum's hard. Going to go out of bounds in the right corner. Lady Husky's going to bring the ball in. 2:18, clock moving. Taking a breather for Frankton is number 32, Amaya Collins. And they're going to play on the floor right now with 30, Sophia Hoagland. 25, Ann Curtis. 22, Emma Key. Driving the lane left side, Ella Hickok goes up for two. Also in the game is Emma Sperry, number 10. And as mentioned, 25, Ian Curtis. And 24, Lainey Haymaker for Frankton. Drive baseline, pick up the dribble, back out, lost the handle. Nearly stolen by the Lady Huskies, Ella Hickok. She tipped it out of bounds. It's going to belong to Frankston. Clock moving, 1:30. 90 seconds left in the third quarter. Going to be brought in front of Coach Jeff Bates right there by his girl right there. Tossed in, 25, Ian Curtis, tipped away by Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies pick it up. They go to the front court. Pass up front from Cameron. Difficult pass to handle for Kennedy Cherry. Goes out of bounds. Belongs to Frankston. So on the dribble, 22, Emma Key on the dribble. Nice behind the back dribble. Pass, bounce pass to Sperry. Intercepted by Cameron Runner. 52 seconds left. Third quarter. 51-9. Lady Huskies in front. On the dribble, out top, Ella Hickok. Back pedal dribble. Through the legs. She'll pick up a screen from Hadley Cherry. She'll go with it. She'll kick it back out. Kennedy Cherry. Hadley Cherry out top. She'll dish it back. Outside the arc. 3-point shot. Good. Ella Hickok for three. 54-9. Ball's in the front court. Frankston Eagles. Frankston Lady Eagles. 22 seconds left. Tall pass. Picked up there. Good hands by Emma Sperry. She's going to try to pass it back out. She'll work it down low. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Huskies. 8 seconds left. Clock is going to continue to run in the ball game. Cassidy Schakel taking a breather is going to be Hadley Cherry, and the quarter is going to empty out. Third quarter empties out. The end of three quarters of play. Hamilton Heights beating Huskies 54. Frankston Lady Eagles 9. We'll go to a fourth quarter here momentarily. And I will also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high quality choice isn't far away. Call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana. They're at 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 26-foot box trucks available. And the truck with the Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're open on Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Dirk. You'll find Dirk right there at Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. That's Penske Truck Rentals. And the name Penske alone takes any possible concerns away from your travel. That's Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. Where's the second buzzer? Hamilton Heights going to have the basketball. Alternate possession arrow. As I get a swig of water right there. So they're going to bring the ball in half court. 8 minutes on the game clock. Ella Hickok brings it in. I think that back Cameron Runner into Ella Hickok on the dribble. Out top is Ella. Working against her is 30. Sophia Hoagland still going to paint. Kick it to the corner. In the ball game for the Lady Huskies, number 4. Taylor Harley, she's a 5'6" junior. 7:40 on the game clock. Harley with the basketball behind the arc. They're working back out top. Kennedy Cherry. Back to Ella. Ella on the dribble. Again, working against her is Sophia Hoagland, number 30, for Frankston. Back pedal dribble, Ella Hickok. 7:24, game clock. Lady Huskies, first possession in the fourth quarter. On the dribble. Still working against her is Sophia Hoagland. She'll dribble around. She'll go into paint. Hoagland might got a piece of it. And it's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Huskies. Looked like that was a blocked shot or deflection. They give it back to Frankston. 7 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Out top of the basketball, 25, Ian Curtis. She'll work at left side. Emma Sperry. She'll go baseline. Just outside the paint. A floater wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Runner. 6:48 on the game clock. She'll give it up to Ella Hickok. She'll bring it to the front court. We're going to see Cameron Roten in the ballgame here momentarily. She's at the scorer's bench. 6:37 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball, triple threat available. She'll dribble. That's Cameron Runner. Brandon gets hurt to Maya Collins. Cameron going to dribble in. Might have lost the handle. They're going to say a tip. Cameron was wondering if that was called the wrong way. One official was going to send it back towards Frankton. Another official blows his whistle and confirms it was tipped by Frankton. So right in the bucket, Kennedy Cherry tries to yell you pass in the paint to Cameron Rutter, and it wouldn't go. And then they try to pass it out side court right there to Ella Hickok. Couldn't reach it, goes out of bounds, belongs to Frankton. 5:50 on the game clock. We're in the fourth quarter. 54-9, the Lady Huskies in front on the dribble. Tipped away, and Amaya Collins picked it back up. Shot in the paint, wouldn't go for Amaya. Rebound out of there, I take that back. It's 12, Cameron Rutten with the rebound. And they try to pass it up ahead, finally tipped out of bounds by Frankton. Lady Huskies will inbound the ball 84 feet away in the backcourt. Brought in by number 10, Cameron Runner. Across the timeline with the dribble, Ella Hickok. To work the right side, Cameron Roten. Back out top behind the arc, Kennedy Cherry. From the corner, to dribble back around. Cameron Roten on the dribble, working against her is Ann Curtis, number 25. Out top of the basketball, Ella Hickok. Still working against Sophia Hoagland. They go behind the arc. Three-point shot is good. Cameron Roten for three. I do believe her sister is listening to the ball game, and picking up where her sister left off. So tipping out of bounds in the front court. Good hands there by Ella Hickok. It's going to be in the front court. Frankton Lady Eagles. I believe Dad Adam let me know that a sister is listening while she's doing homework. So going to dribble back around. Picks up the basketball, shifts it to Sperry. Finally gets the ball back. Emma Keys. Back out top. Between the legs, Emma Sperry going to take a two. Rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Roten. Cameron Roten going to work on trying to get some more playing time, and it looks like she may. Out behind the arc, she thought about a three. Defensively was Ann Curtis. She pulled it back down. So Ann Curtis is going against Cameron Roten. Ann Curtis, a 5'10 junior. Cameron Roten, a 5'7 freshman. 3:50 on the game clock. Hoagland guarding the basketball. Ella Hickok still dribble around it. She'll go to the corner. Thought about a two-point shot from the corner. Didn't shoot it. That was Harley. She'll pass off right there. Cameron Runner shot in the paint. Wouldn't go. Got her own board. Kicks it back outside by the Husky bench. Three-point shot good. Ella Hickok. 3:25 on the game clock. Emma Sperry. Two-point jumper is good. Sperry for two. 60-11. Hamilton Heights going to bring it across the timeline. And there's going to be a full timeout called by the Lady Huskies. Might be getting some different faces in the ball game. 3:12 left here in the fourth quarter. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, 60. Frankton, Lady Eagles, 11. This game is also in part being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. They have indoor and outdoor storage. They have flex storage. You can protect your investments. Keep them safe. Your boats, RVs, precious vehicles, etc. Reserve your space now. You can call 317-774-1500. Again, that number is 317-774-1500. Or you can go online at www.aipsindiana.com. That's aipsindiana.com. That's Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. They are conveniently located at the corner of Howard Avenue and Olive Street in Arcadia. That's right there by the Arcadia Ballpark. The ballpark is ran professionally by a 1980 graduate, Hamilton Heights, Kenny Sipe. He does a tremendous job. So they work it down low, Hamilton Heights, Cameron Runner. Takes a shot, got fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot twice. In the ball game for the Lady Huskies. Where's number 20? That's Presley Cherry. Presley Cherry, 5'7". She's a freshman. At the free throw line, Cameron Runner. First shot up and good. Yeah, Cameron Runner in the Jennings County game, the championship game Saturday. She shot 17 foul shots, made 16 of them. That's 94%. She gets both of them right here. 62-11. 2:54 on the game clock. Fourth quarter. We're going to wrap top. Work the ball around. Long three-point shot. Sperry. Rims out long. Way to go. Rebound. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner passes to the front court. Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble. Backpedal dribble. Working against her is 24, Lainey Haymaker. Haymaker, a 5'8 sophomore. Going to dribble back around. Ella Hickok. Left-handed layup, left side of the bucket. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of here. Take it to the front court. Emma Sperry. It's going to be tipped by a Lady Husky. Going to go out of bounds. Cameron Runner in disbelief again. And I kind of saw the same thing she did. They give it back to Frankton. In the front court, brought in to Sperry. Sperry going to drive the lane. She'll take a shot. Got it. And she'll get one more. So she gets the three-point play opportunity. And that three-point play opportunity, that's the only time that high schoolers are going to shoot one in one sequence. So she gets a three-point play. Every other foul shot is going to be two. Yeah, that's brand new. A lot of folks are going to wonder what's happening. They'll wonder until they find out. They may not ever find out. 1:55 on the game clock. In the front court, Presley Cherry. Now back out top to the ball up to Cameron Runner. Guarding her from behind is Amaya Collins, and Amaya is going to pick up her fourth foul in the ballgame. So I'll take that back. She picked up number five. Amaya Collins is going to take a breather. Amaya Collins is going to watch the rest of this game, but she'll be ready to play at Frankton on Saturday versus Muncie Central. So the ball's going to be brought in on the baseline. Taylor Harley is going to bring the ball in. Working into the corner, Ella Hickok. 1:25 left. In the fourth quarter, we're at the right side. Three-point shot on the way. Good. Cameron Runner for three. 1:15 on the game clock. Cameron Runner giving a good run at that all-time leading scorer in the high school here at Hamilton Heights. Baseline jumper, good. About a 12-footer. Emma Sperry. It'll be brought into the backcourt, slow pace. It'll be number 10, Cameron Runner. And they're going to do a substitution here. In the ballgame, we're going to see number 5, Nora Rieger. Nora Rieger is a freshman. She's 5'6". Cameron Runner gets a good hand clap from those on hand, especially the Husky fans. 52 seconds left. Right side, Cameron Roten. Working against her, Ann Curtis once again. Out top, Taylor Harley. Tipped away, picked up, before went out of bounds. Cameron Roten gets it back to Rieger. Out top, Ella Hickok. 34 seconds left. Deep in the front court by the scores bench. Now she'll cross over. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Working against her is Lainey Haymaker. Sophomore. Crossover dribble. Ella Hickok. Senior class member, Ella Hickok. Probably one of the best dribblers I've seen in a long time. 15 seconds. That deep in the front court by the bench right there. Keeps the ball alive. Double team. Here comes Sperry. Going to pick up the basketball. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. That's going to complete the ball game. So the final score is going to be Lady Huskies 65. Lady Eagles 16. They're going to cross in front of the scores bench, shake hands with one another. And we'll mention, next game on the agenda for the Frankton Lady Eagles is going to be Saturday, November 11th. Muncie Central will be at Frankton. That'll be Saturday the 11th. Muncie Central, Frankton. Hope to have two games there. We'll mention Hamilton Heights. Their next game is going to be Friday, November 10th. That's this Friday. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies will travel to Noblesville, Lady Millers. So that's a 6 o'clock and a 7:30 game. That may be a game. We'll hope so. I think Hamilton County TV may be there. You might look them up. You might watch it there and listen here if you decide to. But definitely watch it if you can. That'll be HCTV1. So if you go online, HCTV1, you might be able to watch the JV game. They do have a JV game, I think, without an announcer. They probably have announcers for the varsity game. But if you don't want to listen there, you can listen to PutMeInSports.com. We thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.